for the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes, Education, and Anything That Isn't Shiny, we present
the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And this is New Jersey Mike, broadcasting live from New Jersey.
Somewhere in New Jersey.
Yeah, Smithville, to be precise. It's about 20 minutes outside of Atlantic City.
Well, we've been away from podcasts for a while. No new episodes here shortly or lately ago because, one, I had to go to Florida and attend to the Carlo Driggs podcast. If you want to know about that, tune in to listen to that on the next one. Also, I lost a lot of internet connection, couldn't get on the internet, couldn't deal with the stress, but it's back now, and we're back, and we're going to do a Nerdlings podcast for the 4th of July.
I love it. You know why? America the great, America the beautiful, everybody celebrates either with what? Beach time here in Jersey, they go to the shore, the boardwalk, whatever, you know, barbecues. Looking at the beach babes and everything, I'm glad to be where I'm at. How about you?
I am too. I mean, it's summer. It's the 4th of July is coming up. So this is going to be, we've got 9 songs. We're going to alternate Bruce, Madonna, because. Why is it just Bruce and Madonna? Because it was January, February 1985 that Bruce and Madonna, or maybe it was 1984. Anyway, we're going back to 84, 85. They occupied the number 1 and number 2 spots on the music charts, and they got they have it again right now.
And Madonna's opening up her own Sirius channel just for her music. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that. That's a new one.
Yes, Madam X is coming on to whatever it is, Sirius Satellite. I don't know if it's under Madam X Madonna, but they announced it. I think 4 o'clock July 1st is going to start.
Yeah.
So who knows what that's going to be about.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I haven't even got through all the new songs on the album. One of my favorites is God Control.
Did you see what the ticket prices are going? She's going to be at the Coliseum, at Caesars Coliseum this November 8th, 9th, 10th, you know what the prices are going from? Anywhere from like $200 up to thousands to sit up close. That's nuts.
You know, I would have no problem spending $200 to see Madonna, but it's just, you know, it's a financial thing these days. You know, I'd rather spend that money on a car rental and get my dad and go to a
or eat.
Room. Or what?
Or eat,
yeah. pay a 20% chance. 20% chance of paying rent that month.
Exactly.
Well, let's get to the first one. This is Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, but just not the album version. It's the big, long version. It's the Freedom Mix. We'll be right back. Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, The Freedom Mix, the first of the songs for the 4th of July playlist.
I was just going to say, that's perfect terminology. Playlists for the 4th are freedom, and that's what we are, Born in the USA. No matter what anybody tells us, we are the greatest country in the world because we are free.
That is it. That is it. And you're right there in Springsteen's homeland, Jersey.
Oh, listen. I'm about 20, let me see, I'm on exit 40. I'm about 60 miles from Asbury Park, and I'm about 40 miles from where his son is a firefighter in North Wildwood. And if I get to go see my friend, which I'm planning, we'll see how this goes. I want to try to go by there and take some pictures. So that would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. That would be better than cool. Go nerd on that. Why not?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, let's get to our next one. This is Madonna in American Life. This is from her 2003 album, American Life.
Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star? That's why I wrote this song. This type of modern life, is it for me? This type of modern life, is it for free? So, I went into a bar, looking for sympathy, a little company. I tried to find a friend. It's more easily said, it's always been the same. This type of modern life is not for me. This type of modern life is not for free. American life,
American life.
I live the American dream.
American
you
dream.
You are best thing I've seen. You are not just a dream.
American life.
I tried to stay ahead. I tried to stay on top. I tried to play the part, but somehow I forgot just what I did it for and why I wanted more. This type of modern life, is it for me? This type of modern life, is it for free?
Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Be a star.
American life,
American life.
I live the American dream.
American
you
dream.
Are the best thing I've seen. You are not just a dream.
American life, American life.
I tried to be a boy, tried to be a girl, tried to be a mess, tried to be the best, tried to find a friend, tried to stay ahead, tried to stay on top. I'm drinking a soy latte, I get a double shot, it goes right through my body, and you know I'm satisfied. I drive my Mini Cooper, and I'm feeling super duper. You, they tell me I'm a trooper, and you know I'm satisfied. I do yoga and Pilates, and the room is full of hotties, so I'm checking out the bodies, and you know I'm satisfied. I'm digging on the isotope, this metaphysics shit is dope, and if all this can give me hope, you know I'm satisfied. I got a lawyer, and a manager, an agent, and a chef, three nannies, an assistant, and a driver, and a jet, a trainer, and a butler, and a bodyguard of five, a gardener, and a stylist. Do you think I'm satisfied? I'd like to express my extreme point of view. I'm not a Christian, and I'm not a Jew. I'm just living out the American dream, and I just realized that nothing is what it seems.
Madonna, American Life. I just love it when it hits the chorus and she starts singing that line, the whole story there, because it's the American dream, you know? That's what we got here.
Hey, listen, that's just like barbecuing. It's just barbecuing up a different kind of flavor of musical sauce for this barbecue, what is known as the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Fourth of July.
Our next one, here's Bruce Springsteen doing American Land, which was a bonus track from when he did the Wrecking Ball album.
Nice. You know what's funny about that? That's got like an Irish, what do they call that? Laddie, you know, the Irish dance feel to that, like a little little good old American St. Patty's Day flavor.
Yeah. A little 4th of July, the American, the blue collar worker. It's got that, it does have that Irish feel to it. You know, I might say Scottish, but I like that.
Yeah, hey, listen, that. Scottish, Irish, Italian. It's the working man's 4th of July. Enjoy it.
That's what it is. So let's get into our next one. Here's Madonna, American Pie. What else would it be?
Oh, bye bye.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew that if I had my chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
You just got to have that one in the playlist mix. Madonna, American Pie from year 2000 from the soundtrack, The Next Best Thing. What's your take on that American Pie?
Got to catch the last train for the coast before the music dies. Doesn't get better than that. I mean, wow.
That song just does it. You know, and the music video is even good, too.
Hey, listen, from what I'm seeing on Mad America, minus out of the gun control controversy with the gun, shooting people and making people, you know, memories jar, you know, it's life. You know what I mean? We live in Vegas. We had the mass shooting. You have Columbine. You just don't want to see people hurt. So just try to live and be peaceful, right?
How old do you think Madonna was when she recorded that cover?
Shit. Let me see. 2000. It's got to be 31?
42.
42. Wow. Am I mad? No, 42.
42. I just did the math. I was just like, because that song still stands, you know, and it's
wow.
It's great. I mean, Bruce and Madonna, number one and number two on the charts.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me, man. That's pretty sweet. That's like going to high school all over again.
It is.
Realizing, you know what? I'm better off back in high school than I am 30 years today because of all the drama would be over. I mean, not over, but at least it's simpler.
You get pulled into the drama.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's get into our next one. This is Springsteen doing Follow That Dream.
One, two. If your heart is restless, I'm waiting so long. If you're tired and weary, then you can't go on. If a distant dream is calling you, then there's just one thing you can
What's your take on Follow That Dream by Bruce Springsteen?
Kind of what we're doing, our podcast, or 4th of July. We're following a dream that one day hopefully we can get paid and make it a full spectrum. Don't you agree there?
I agree with that, you know.
That's the dream for us.
That's what you do. You don't quit following that dream because you don't know when that dream is going to break.
Exactly.
Even you get that break, you know. Well, let's hit the next one. This is Madonna from the new album, I Rise.
I'm going through it, yeah, I know you see the tragic in it. Just hold on to the little bit of magic in it. I can't break down now. I can't take that now. Died a thousand times, managed to survive. I can't break down now. I can't take that.
Madonna, what?
Because Madonna is, even though I gave it a bad negative thumbs down because I'm frustrated with my life, she's rising and showing that her age has nothing to do with it, and she's just as sexy as she was when she was 25 and 30, man. Can't stop her.
I was just going to bring that up because some of her hardcore critics who've never really cared for giving her a hard time because she's 60, but at the same time, you know what? Deborah Harry, they gave her a hard time when she turned 60, and I know she's older than Madonna, and it's just like, you know what, go ahead, criticize her, but that's good. That means more Madonna for us to live podcast on.
More people, more blood, more money, more people she could help, more fans she can messed up world we live in nowadays, she can help with Springsteen, you know, back and forth and bring us to our youth. Go get them, fans.
Yeah.
You know, critics, tell her you're no good. She'll show you up and she'll knock at your door and say, goodbye, I made it. Yeah, hello.
Madam X went number one, and Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars album went number two, or still number two. Let's do his song from the album, Tucson Train. Tucson Train yet in its complete form?
I haven't even heard it, Senior Nerdling. I haven't heard it at all, and I'll tell you what, I'm bad on that because where I'm at, we just got done with a big move, and I'll tell you what, that's something I'm going to put on the playlist that night when I'm got nothing going on. I'm going to put that on and just listen to that low because I'll tell you what, that sounds like something we all want to do in America, just jump on the back of a train, and wherever we go, we go.
Yeah, the lyrics, I mean, the lyrics remind me of Oregon back in my, when I was in my 20s right there.
Just wow.
The talking about the rain and stuff. It's good. You can go on YouTube, put Madonna, Madam X. You can get a whole playlist. It'll play all the videos and the songs for you. And then you can go Bruce Springsteen, Western Stars. Be careful, because there's a few fake videos on there where it just plays instrumental crap over and over again. You gotta find the exact playlist of that on YouTube, and you can enjoy it. So
Well, they said, I was reading a little bit about that. They said that he actually wanted to have his music in a Western, and that it took him a long time to get it out because he wanted it in a movie. Long time ago, they said.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the way he is focused, Madonna and him, oh, I feel like I'm going to go get like a sundae today and be like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, one of those combinations, man.
Wouldn't it be neat if we could find a song that they both have recorded and we could digitally, with a computer, make them do a duet?
That would be pretty cool.
I'm almost thinking American Pie. Might be able to find a good version of Springsteen doing American Pie. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe in some weird world she did Born to Run or something, and you'll bang them together, and when I get back we'll have a banging out Labor Day bash for that. Some weird. Who the hell knows?
Who knows? So this is our 4th of July playlist. We got two more to do here on the Nerdlings Podcast. I pulled out this one because it's a good song because after the 4th of July, what do? You get back in business.
Yes.
That good guys don't always win. I'm gonna show you the brighter side of living in sin. So when you're 6 feet under, you won't wonder why. Just cause you got a halo don't mean that you can fly. If you thought it was over, you're way off track. You made a blunder and you put me
now.
door that song. Do you think it's a good selection for a 4th of July playlist, Back in Business?
I just think you picked out something that I'm going to definitely be fucking, excuse my French there, I'm going to be listening to, because that's about life. Just get back in business. It's got that like 50s, you know, like that 50s swishing, like Smooth Criminal Michael Jackson's. Like they go to a club, they have the long stem cigarettes, you know, like they, you know, hello, you know, like all that good stuff from like...
That track is from the Dick Tracy soundtrack in 1990.
I love that. Oh, man. That's got to be the new theme for people. Get back in business. Back to life.
Yeah. So, but no playlist is complete without closing out with what else? Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
Tramps Like Us.
Beyond the palace, heavy fire drones scream down the board.
Oh, I love that song. You know what that reminds me of? Like, being from Jersey, tramps like us, we were born to run. Seriously, it's like, who wants to stay, honestly, where they're planted, stuck in a box 25, 30 miles, sometimes you maybe 40 miles out to the bridge of the river, mm-hmm. and you get out, you vacation, you go to the shore and stuff, and then same thing next year, before you know it, you're 58, 60, getting ready to retire. Your kids are like, oh, well, you turned old, you don't have enough money for us, and blah, 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 we don't want to be bothered. The grandkids are like, oh, well, we don't want to be around, you know, more Grammy and Grampy and Grandma and Grandpa. It's like life. I'm a tramp, and I was born to run.
Yeah, don't wait. Don't let grass grow under your feet. Do what you're going to do. Follow that dream, and, you know, that's what the 4th of July. It's kind of like a six-month reset. Hit the reset button after the new year.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So this podcast is up on July 3rd, but tomorrow, July 4th, for your picnics and barbecues, you can download it, and you can have all the music back-to-back, no interruption in between the songs, and no talking in between, because that's what we want to give you, our listeners, who tune in to continue and support the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network and the Nerdlings Podcast.
And everybody have a safe 4th, and enjoy the beach, the lakes, and wherever you're at. Just be good with your family and friends.